This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Father, Lord, we just thank you. We honor you, our Father. Thank you for light that you have shone. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. The Lord told me he wants to take away ignorance. That would mean that the Lord will start holding us responsible for what you are not doing well. Because why? God wants us to begin to carry out our heavenly profession. Our heavenly profession, we have our heavenly profession, which Jesus started it. Jesus, the one that began the heavenly profession. The Lord spoke by tongue that we should move up, should speak things that is height. Height, things of the height. So we know that things of the height have to do with our heavenly profession. So Jesus himself was the first being that did the heavenly profession. Jesus was the one that started first the heavenly profession. And we are all being called to respond to heavenly profession. All this lesson is to make sure that every one of us will respond to the heavenly profession. We also call it heavenly calling. Our heavenly calling. In Hebrew 3:1, but Jesus was the first being that responded to heavenly calling. Jesus was very bold to say in John 3 that no one has ascended unto heaven. In 13 of John 3, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. And you are glaring that Jacob was not talking about ascended to heaven here, was not physically leaving the earth to heaven, which the body of Christ believed in, which is rapture. So we know that Jacob was not talking about rapture here. He said, ascended unto heaven. No man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Joker said that he was in heaven, but he was in Palestine, in one of the cities of Judea, when he was saying this thing, that it is the Son of Man that ascended to heaven. And you know that the title of the Son of Man is not peculiar to Jesus alone. No elder Son of Man ascended to heaven. He said, no man except the Son of Man. When you check all through the pages of the scripture, there were sons of men. When you read Ezekiel, he was a Son of Man. Son of Man is the highest title that a soul can attain to in the midst of the children of Israel. God, every Israelite are called children of Israel. So, the chief of men among Israelites are sons or son of men. They are the chief. The principal man, when you read the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah, you hear your principal man, your princes, your priests. The principal men, they are not the princes. The chief among the children of Israel, when you say the chief, are not the judges. He made mention of this same thing, your judges, trying to calibrate the amount of classes you can find among the children of Israel. So you will see that the judges are not the chief among children of Israel. They are not the chief. They are not among the chief. Their armies are not it. People that are chief in God's sight are sons of men. The likes of Ezekiel, the likes of Isaiah, Jeremiah, they were men. They were not children. They were not children among the people. They were very, very, very high men. And what made them to be sons of men or son of man was because of the training they went through. You can be a judge in Israel by learning the laws. In fact, you can be a king in Israel by learning the law. But the manner where the way they raised them, the kings, they raised the kings, princes, by copying the law for them to read. But when you see the way they raise sons of men, they are very, very strict. Sons of men are raised by the Spirit. They are raised then by activity of the Spirit. And they are very, very, very hard to be raised. Because it's not easy for Holy Ghost to subject everybody in that manner. So Jesus was of the last stock from Israel, because Jesus Christ was a Jew, was part of the last stock. By the time Malachi finished, and the 4 years of silence, there was no more prophets. The last one after Malachi was John the Baptist. That Jesus Christ told them, out of every man born, out of every man born of woman, there's no one arisen like John. So John the Baptist and Jesus was the last talk of sons of men. Men that Holy Ghost could drive. Holy Ghost could drive them and be subjected. So and I can tell you, amidst all these sons of men in the Bible, there's one that have ascended to what? Heaven. And to ascend to heaven is not to go to planet heaven. Because when we say this, but Elijah went to heaven. Enoch walked with God and was translated. Heaven there, like I said, respond to heavenly calling is not to have access to the heavens of angels. The duty of man is to respond to heavenly calling and carry out heavenly vocation. Heavenly calling is attached to heavenly vocation. You can't begin to respond to your heavenly calling without your eyes of understanding being enlightened. Because when the eyes of understanding is enlightened, one thing that you will realize as your eyes understand, being enlightened. Say, being enlightened. So it's not a one-off. The eyes understand, being. It takes a man that is undergoing enlightenment. His eyes being. It's not a one-off thing. It's not a 5 years thing. It's in the process of your eyes that being enlightened that you will come to know what is the hope of your calling. Your calling. You have your calling. And your calling is heavenly calling. It's an heavenly calling. Why is heaven calling you? He's told that you can come and carry out a profession in heaven. If you don't respond to heavenly calling and ascend to heaven to enter your profession, there's a profession that you need to enter. Like Jesus, they used the earth for 33 years and a half to prepare Jesus for right hand of God and the throne of God profession. Imagine, Jokai became man. Jokai is entering himself of divinity. The word became flesh, dwelt among us, grew, was born by woman, was born, was carried about, drank breast, grew up, was led by the Holy Ghost, was tempted, did ministry for 3 years and a half, so that he can die, and in his death, he will experience the glory of the Lord, will raise him back and raise him far above all the heavens, far above sinners, and set him at the right hand of the majesty on high to assume a profession. A profession from the right hand of the majesty on high. All that thing that he did on earth was to use to prepare him for that profession. If Jesus don't become a man, he can't carry out that profession. Jesus would not be able to carry that position as the word of God. God, the profession is a profession in ministry, things that pertain to God. And things that pertain to God, you need to take an high priest from among men. That's why I said, you must be son of man. You must take an high priest from among men. You must not produce priests among Godhead. Priesthood from among Godhead, by reason of their default as God, they are priests, terrible priests. That's who the Father is. That's whom the Word is. That's whom the Holy Ghost is. They are eternal priests. But in despite that they are eternal priests, there's no way God in his glory can administer, can be a mediator of things to man. Just like your cat, your dog, you cannot give your things that belong to you, to your own dog. You can't. Because you are not of the same class. You are not of the same class. You are not of the same enclave. You are not of the same. So there's no way God cannot, God in God reform, the Word in his reform, the Holy Ghost in reform, cannot. We have thought about Holy Ghost and you. It was a city. The best Holy Ghost could do, God wanted to give things to men. The best they could do is Holy Ghost was with men. Holy Ghost could not be inside men. Holy Ghost could not come inside men until when Jesus came and died and did the work and fulfilled that cause as a man and went back to heaven before they could send the Holy Ghost to come into men. I'm talking about a big amen. I'm talking about heavenly calling at it was. It is a calling before the foundation of the world. But no man could function in it. It took God himself to come and die, enter himself of divinity, enter himself of everything that is called God, and lower himself and pass through the route of man and was tempted like a man at all points. He fulfilled the requirement to assume, to fully say he's a man and to fully say he's a God, God man, and be able to enter back to the right hand of God and sit upon the throne of God to administer things that pertain to God. And Satan, or there will be legality. What I'm trying to describe to you now, I'm talking about the legality of God's things. There's no legality and technicality about ministry, carrying out heavenly profession without fulfilling the cause of ministering the things of God to man without carrying out the legality of technicality. The legality of technicality is what the learning of the doctrine of Christ provided for us. That thing called the doctrine of Christ. is to make the things of God legally available for man. Because you cannot give the things of God to former creation. You can't give the things of God to former creation. So the only person you can give the things of God to are new creation. And new creation is Christ. And Christ is the new man. So you cannot give the things of God to former creation, which is the former man. Even when it's former, when he has not died, Adam and Eve, when they have not sinned, they do not have access to the things of God. Things that pertain to God. They only have things from God, not the things of God. A big amen. So that's why I tell that all the sons of men, Jacob said, no one has ascended to heaven. So when he talk about heaven there, he's not talking about planet heaven of angels. He's talking, and Jacob, when he said he ascended to heaven, no one has ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. So I mean, when he came down from heaven, we know that he didn't come down from heaven of angels. He came down from the very presence of God. He came down from the throne of God because he was a word. He was equal with God. Philippians chapter 2 made us to know that he was equal with God. So he that came down from heaven, let his body be used, was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, say form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and be found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself the more, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, say wherefore, God had highly, God did not just exalt him. When it came to his, if they just exalt him, he would be in the heavens of angels. But they highly exalted him. They highly exalted him. He's highly exalted. Heaven means exalted places. That's the meaning of heaven. Heaven means Eve. To Eve there. What they call Eve offering. Eve offering are offering that are sacred. When you say you heave something up, that means you, this thing is not what a man should receive. This thing is not what a man accepts. It's not in the class. When you say heaven, heaven means heaven. If, you know, if means equal. You cut something to two and now raise it up. Heaven is exalted. But they said Joker is highly exalted. This highly exalted, Hebrews 7 was describing what that highly exaltation is. It said it was for such an high priest, 7:26 said, for such an high priest became all who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinner, made higher than the heavens. So they made Jesus. When they say highly exalting, not just that they carry him. You know, it's not that you carry Jesus and I'm going to go and put him highly. That's not how they God highly exalted Jesus. It's not that you have to carry Jesus. Yeah, pass to everyone. No. That means by the reason of his make, the way they make Jesus, his making is what brought for highly exaltation. It was how they made him. Wherefore, God had highly exalted him and given him this one, and given a name which is above, highly above every name. You know, when they give names, so give name is not like when you do your christening. God give name by building up. That's what they are saying in the book of Psalms. Say the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Imagine a name that's a strong tower. That means a name is not what you just confer. A name is what you develop, you build up, you raise it up. So when they say they gave him a name that's above and that means they gave him a raising that is above every other raising, which is in this world and in the world to come. Because in this world, we are names. Lucifer was a name. Gabriel was a name. Michael, we are names. They are all other names. And these names are exalted names. But him, they highly exalted him. They made him higher than the heavens. When they talk about heaven, they don't talk about planet. They are talking about beings. So when Joker said, no man has ascended. Nobody knew that Joker was ascending when he was upon the earth. When Joker was ascending, he was fulfilling heavenly calling. My ascension is my fulfilling my heavenly calling. If you are not ascending, you are not fulfilling your heavenly calling. Joker used 33 years and he had to ascend. He was ascending. And what was ascending was not his body. Because he said it. He said, the Son of Man, who is in heaven, not who was in heaven. No man who has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, who is in heaven, not who was. He was in heaven, he came down. And but now he's already ascended back there, and he is there. His body was in one of the cities in what? In Palestine, in the land of Israel. But he said he's in heaven. So you should have, what was in heaven was not his body. His soul and spirit were in heaven. But majorly, what his soul? His soul is in heaven. So it was glaring that Jesus Christ, at this time, he has fully fulfilled heavenly calling. And waiting for him to assume his profession. Because we are talking about our heavenly calling or our heavenly profession, which is the duty, the old duty of man. God, the God has been speaking to us since April that we must assess the duty of man. So the duty of man is to be partakers of heavenly calling. Partake of heavenly callings. I said, you cannot partake of heaven calling except your eyes of understanding is being enlightened. And it's not once being enlightened. It is in your enlightened that you are going to come and realize. It is as you are being enlightened that you are going to come and realize your calling. Paul render ye beautifully. He said, the upward calling in Christ Jesus in Philippians. The upward calling. I have an upward, ascending, upward calling. The upward calling in Christ Jesus is an upward calling. If it's an upward, it means it is vertical. It is not horizontal. But you cannot move into in your upward calling if you have not fulfilled the first design. Because there can never be upward calling without horizontal. Every vertical angle has horizontal to stand upon. If you remember your bearing, you must always have an horizontal bearing, all those. And in your bearing, you can have 40 degrees, you can have 60 degrees, you can have 90 degrees, you can have 120, you know. But all the angles stand on what? The horizontal. And the vertical dimension is the foundation. It's a foundation. For you to press towards the mark of the prize. So, you see, there's a mark. Say a mark. Your heavenly calling has a mark. And not only a mark. When you reach that mark, you will take a price. So, you cannot. And the mark are persons. The mark are persons. So, Joker said, no man has ascended up to heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. And you cannot ascend into heaven until you have been born of the Spirit. A man that can ascend is a man that is born of the Spirit. And you cannot be born of the Spirit except you have been born of water. And you cannot be born of water until you have seen the kingdom. Because it is a man that is born of the Spirit that become as the wind bloweth. The wind bloweth. The wind bloweth where it listed, because there is where it listed. Where it listed is the direction of the calling. What is calling the wind? You know, we have AC here. Say, you know, AC. This vent AC. You know, AC does not blow in 90 degrees. Say, you know, AC, it goes up and come down. So when he said, the wind bloweth where it's listed. Before a soul can begin to respond to heavenly calling, you must have been born of the Spirit. And you cannot be born of the Spirit until you have been born of the water. And you cannot be born of the water until you have seen the kingdom. And you cannot see the kingdom until you are born again. So those are sequences that prepare you into a point when you can be born of the Spirit. It is when a man, when he has been born of the Spirit, that he will begin to hear the sound of heavenly calling. The wind blow where he listed, and that he heard the sound thereof. That sound that you hear is the sound of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a sound, the sound, the sound, the sound. The wind blow where he listed, and that he heard the sound thereof, but cannot tell where he cometh and where he goeth. So is every man that is born of the Spirit. So when a man has been born of the Spirit, he can begin to tell the sound and begin to gravitate towards the ascending hope for his calling to go and fulfill the heavenly profession. The profession has a mark. Has the mark of the prize. The mark of the prize. The prize for the upward calling are persons. The prize are persons. When you are sent, the prize is the Father and God. John chapter 20, John after the resurrection, he told Mary when he wanted to come and touch him. 17. The intention of Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost starts leading you from without the camp and lead you in Christ, is to make it your soul to be born of the Spirit. So that you can be ready to start fulfilling and partaking of your heavenly calling. For your soul to be born of the Spirit, you don't have the apparent. You can hear sound, but you cannot tell. You cannot tell where you should be going. You don't see the direction of heaven to go. You don't even have equipment to respond to heavenly calling. If you are not born of the Spirit, you cannot ascend into heaven. The thing that can ascend to heaven is that which is born of the Spirit. If you are not born of the Spirit, you cannot ascend. A man of world alone cannot ascend to the Spirit, cannot ascend up to heaven. A man of the world alone, which is a man of water alone, cannot ascend. Water cannot ascend. If water will ascend, it must be carried by a wind. So water is the word. A man that has the word of Christ alone cannot ascend. You need the law of Christ. And you need the life of Christ to gain spiritual momentum. So it's good for the word of Christ to dwell in you richly. And the essence of what the word of Christ should dwell in you richly is so that the Holy Ghost can come and subject you for the purpose of the Spirit born in you. Or to be born, being born of the Spirit. To be born of the Spirit. And to be born of the Spirit, how the Spirit is born a soul is with his law. They born you with the love of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Until you have reached the law of the Spirit of life, you are not ready for your bed. What born the Spirit? What does it mean to born the Spirit? To born the Spirit is that when they begin to translate your soul from flesh onto becoming spiritual. Or when they begin to translate your soul from being carnal or being natural to become spiritual. Because it's only a spiritual soul that can respond to heavenly calling. A carnal, natural soul cannot respond to heavenly calling. The Holy Ghost must have acted upon your soul. The way some microorganism can act, you know, the way some microorganism can act on a fresh fruit and they will decompose that fruit. That same way, the spirits must act on your soul and decompose your carnality and your naturality. There must be decomposition. So that in decomposition, a new life can be born. Because nothing can be born if something does not decay. So there must be acting. There must be active. And one of the ways Holy Ghost acts on your soul is with the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. The law of the Spirit. The Spirit has its law. No, the Spirit does not burn you without his law first. Because born of the Spirit will not burn you until he has administered his law upon your heart. He has administered his law upon your soul. The Spirit will use his law. They will open up the law. You'll be taught the law. You'll be taught the law of truth. You'll be taught the law of life and peace. You will learn the law of life in the court. You come and learn the law of peace in the most holy. The law of life in the court is faith. And the law of peace in the holy place is charity. Faith and charity are the two laws of the Spirit. They are the one responsible for your full birth, for you to become a wind that can ascend to heaven. The man that can respond to heaven, that can fulfill heaven calling, is a wind. A soul must become wind. Your soul must be a wind. What is a wind? A wind is a spiritual soul. When you say you are a wind, I mean your soul is spiritual. You are no longer carnal. You are no longer natural. Heavenly calling is not a child play. You can't be born again today and you say you are fulfilling your heavenly calling. Where do you get it from? Who dashed you? It's not a banana that you give to a monkey. Heavenly calling, you must have carried out your vertical responsibility. Heavenly calling is more your horizontal calling before you move into vertical. And I said that horizontal is the foundation. For no foundation can any man lay down, which is Christ Jesus. Let every man be careful what he build therein. When you are building on it, you are building, respond to heavenly calling. After you have laid the foundation, then every man be careful what he build therein. To build therein is a building towards your calling, your high calling of God in Christ. That thing, even that looking at the upper calling of God in Christ, that means that you cannot find that calling except you are in Christ. Where is the upper calling? In Christ. Where they put the high calling of God, where they put the upward calling of God, where the ascension into heaven is in Christ. If you are not yet in Christ, you can't find that calling. You must be in Christ. And to be in Christ is not that, it's not that your spirit is in Christ. It's not your spirit that's doing the calling. It's your soul that needs to fulfill that calling. Your soul must join your spirit that is in Christ. When you gave your life to Christ, your spirit was enchristed. And you are raised together with Christ. And made to sit together with Christ in heavenly places. They make you to sit together with Christ in heavenly places. For you are dead in sin and trying, you are quickening you together with Christ. By grace you are, you say, and raised up together with him. And made us to sit together in heavenly places. So your spirit is seated in heavenly places in Christ. So where your spirit is seated in Christ, your soul must also attain that. Yeah. Then when your soul has attained where your spirit was at new birth, your soul will have become a wind because your spirit is a spirit. Your soul has been born of the spirit. The way your spirit was also born of the spirit. Your soul that is carnal, your soul that is earthly, your soul that is falling, they had to bring him out of horrible pits. Psalm 40. That Psalm 40 was not talking about your spirit. It was talking about your soul. I cried unto the Lord in my distress. He heard me. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. I waited patiently, and he inclined unto me. I waited, then he inclined. That means he will not incline if I can't wait patiently. My waiting patiently, what brought him to incline? What does it mean to incline? It means what? He considered me to incline. He took note of me. He gave attention to me. And he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up out of horrible pits. What was an audible pit was not your body, spirit, was not your body. What was an audible pit was your soul. No one has ascended up to heaven. Upward. My upward calling in Christ Jesus. There's an upward calling, but that upward calling is inside Christ. Until your soul has arrived in Christ, you won't find that calling. They kept that calling in Christ. And until you find that calling in Christ, you will not make that calling an election sure. Making your heavenly call is not going to heaven when you die and walking on the seat of gold and leaving your mansion in heaven. You can have your mansion in heaven, my brother. You have not arrived at your heavenly calling. Neither have you attained your profession. And without your profession, we won't have the price. They attach the price to your profession. You must mark. There's a mark of the price. Say the mark of the price. So until you have done your profession and you have reached the mark that make you to receive the prize. They don't give the prize to a man that have not strived lawfully. He that striveth lawfully that they crown with a prize. So there's the mark of the prize. That means for you to take this prize, you must measure up to this mark. The mark means the degree that you must attain. Somebody said they're already in Christ. I said, you are in Christ? Your spirit is there. If you are in Christ, why are you not doing heavenly profession? Yeah. If I ask you, what is your profession? Tell me. You think that your profession, is to post, is to take seven mountains. Is that your profession? You can say, my kingdom is not of this world. Seven mountains is the kingdom of this world. How can you fulfill your profession? There are three marks, the last day marks. There are three marks, but the first mark for the first fruit company is to fight the dragon. Your calling is not to overcome the beast and the false prophet. That's not your own calling. Because there will never be the beast and the false prophet until dragon has fallen. So there is a generation that will do that. That calling is also an eye calling, but it's a calling of the head. It's not heavenly calling. The heavenly calling, when you are mentioned to your heavenly profession, is to fall the dragon. Major task. Look at it. The major task. Your major profession now, what everyone wants you to do is to ascend up into heaven and be trained in your ascension for you to be able to fall the dragon. When you fall the dragon, you have overcome. They take you away. After the dragon have fall, there are many that are going to be Christians that will not qualify to fall the dragon. They will give them the second calling. The second mark was what they show in Revelation chapter 15. For these are they that have gotten victory over the beast, over his name, over his mark, and his number of his name. But they are not like the man child who fed the dragon. That's another company. So the company that you should strive to be part of is the company of them that have ascended into heaven. And that one has a mark. The mark of the prize of the upward calling in Christ Jesus. The mark of the prize. The mark of the prize for the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. So if you don't measure up to that mark, you won't receive that prize. So there's a prize for them. The prize for them is God and his throne. Say God and his throne. Those who fulfill the upper calling of God in Christ Jesus, their prize is God. And they were cut up to God and his throne. That's their mark. That's their prize. To God and his throne. There will be other overcomer, but they will never be received by God and God's throne. There are three major overcomers. There may be other overcomers, but three major overcomers. There are three major overcomers. Overcomers that are first. That in the first in ranking. First in ranking. First in ranking. First in pedigree. First. The first. Those who are the first in ranking. First in ranking as overcomers. And you cannot overcome the dragon until you have attained salvation, which is your profession. So your profession is salvation. The mark is God and the Lamb. So your profession is salvation of God. Because God is salvation. When you have the salvation of God, that's your profession. Your profession is salvation. Or, another for salvation, your profession is life everlasting. So, we can see that John chapter 20, John 20, from verse 17. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. There was a man that they brought out of the horrible pit. He was raised. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also. No, he's not only inclined to me. He's not only hear my cry. He brought me up also. That after he did this, he also do this thing. He brought me also out of an horrible pit. What is horrible pit? Horrible pit is a state of corruption. That's the prayer of David in Psalm 16. For that will not leave my soul in air. It's my soul. What he brought is my soul. From horrible pit. Now shall you suffer the only one to see corruption. He brought me out of horrible pits. No, but not only out of horrible pits. So horrible pit is air and corruption. But not only that, he brought me out of the miry clay. Say miry clay. What's miry clay? Flesh life. Miry clay is flesh life. Miry is flesh. Flesh life. And they cannot bring out of flesh life until the season when you are learning the laws. Because the law of the spirit of life in Christ will make you free from the law of sin and death. Sin and death is miry clay. So they need to bring you out of two things. They need to bring you, and they cannot bring you out of horrible pits. and miry clay, horrible pit. They bring me out of horrible pit, and they bring me out of miry. Miry clay, the things that easily marry you, it stick with you. To marry, you know, when you see miry clay, clay stick with your body. That's what flesh is. It's miry clay. Out of miry clay, and not only that, and what? And you set my feet upon a rock. And what's the rock? A rock is Christ. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. So when they bring you out of the miry clay and set your feet upon the rock, that rock also was that same Psalm, Isaiah 53 and Psalm 40, how beautiful upon the mountain were the feet of them that bear the gospel of peace. You set your feet. What's your feet? Your soul. What's a rock? A rock is a foundation. You remember Jacob was talking about a parable. What shall you liken to this man in Matthew 7? Whosoever hear these sayings of man and do it, shall be likened to a man that buildeth his house upon a rock. That was another say, for he dug and built it upon a rock. The rock here is not a rock that has something. It's a rock that says, he dug. He said, he dug. Luke said, he's like a man who built an house, dig deep, and lay the foundation on a rock. When they bring you out of muddy clay, they dig. The rock is not on the surface. You can't see the rock. The rock is it. And what is it? Christ is it in God. Colossians 3. You don't see Christ. Christ is a work inside God. So the rock that they put my feet upon the rock to stay is that they dig into Christ to place me there. Well, that's why I said that you cannot respond to heavenly calling, which is vertical, if there's no horizontal work, which is a foundation. Paul said this in the book of 2 Corinthians. He said, let every man be careful. He said, I lay the foundation. For no foundation can any man lay. 1 Corinthians 3:10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Another build thereupon. Let every man take it how he build thereupon. But for no other foundation cannot be laid, but that's the which is Jesus Christ. So the foundation is Christ. So and you cannot respond to heavenly calling. And Christ is a foundation in God. And that foundation is it. That's why, for you to see that foundation, you have to be born again. Because until you are born again, and you allow Holy Ghost to work on your soul, the first initial work of Holy Ghost, that you are not satisfied by things that are temporary. There must be love in the spirit in your heart. What is love in the spirit? Desire in your heart for a life that is not sin. Love in the spirit is desire to find a life in the spirit. Look at me. In the spirit, there are life there. In the spirit, there's a life called Christ. In the spirit, there's a life called the Father. In the spirit, there's a life called God. These are life portions in the spirit. A man can have faith in the Lord Christ. A man can love all the saints. That was what we are finding in the Ephesian church. Then Paul began to pray for them. Though you have faith in the Lord Christ and love for the saints, but you don't yet have eyes to see. That Lord will grant on the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes being enlightened. He didn't make mention of thoughts that was required for Ephesian church, which Colossian church had. Ephesian church had beyond faith for all the saints. Colossian church, he said, when we heard about your faith in the Lord Christ and your love for the saints, and a prophet declare to us your love in the spirit. You, by reason of now time, you are now beginning to see there's a life in the spirit. You see there's a life. You have something that Ephesians church does not have. So he didn't pray for Colossian church for their eyes to be enlightened. He prayed for them that they will grant unto you to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding that you may walk. But Ephesians church, they only have faith and love. If you pray for them, they will grant unto you full of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes, what you need eyes. If Ephesians church needs eyes, Colossians church doesn't need eyes. Colossians church needs knowledge of his will to walk. Ephesians church needs eyes to see before they can start walking. So when Colossians church was seeing the kingdom, that he told them, make it read to them, because they have eyes already. That you may walk under the Lord into all pleasing, be fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his gross power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. giving thanks unto the Father who had made us meet to be partaker of the inheritance in saints in life, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us. So, Colossian church was experiencing translation already into the kingdom. They have seen, they have eyes to see the kingdom, and by walking under the law, they were walking into the kingdom, which Ephesian church do not have yet. They were walking into the kingdom. The kingdom of his dear son. So he was thanking the Father. So it's good to love all the saints, but after that, there's another fulfillment you must require. After you have walked with faith and you are full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom, after a while, your soul begins to cry, desire something more. You must really start what they call love in the spirit. That means you are in person that you love spiritual things. You have desire for spiritual things. I remember it happened to me clearly. A time came when I wished to minister everywhere. When I minister, things will happen. People will fall under 19. There will be a lot of ministration. After a while, I said, is this all that God can give? I remember myself going before the Lord and doing fast. Is this the best? We pray for those who have insanity. When you go for crusade, they recover. I said, is this all? Because after the whole thing, you go back home and you're still deep hollow on the soul. The soul wants something. That thing was love in the spirit. You need love in the spirit. When you need to have love in the spirit, they will open your eyes. They will open your eyes to see. Open thy my eyes that I can behold wondrous things. So it is a man that you see. I said, my brother, he cannot see. When you are born again, you will do faith and love for all the same, until your soul will arrive in a state where your soul have love in the spirit. Love for things that are spiritual. Because you have used your faith for everything natural. There's something you say, is this why Jesus died for you? Is there something more? Like what happened to Solomon will happen to you. You will see that you will be looking for meaning of life. Solomon had many wives. He had many wine. He had many money. He had many gold. He was looking for meaning. He said, I sought to look for meanings. He couldn't find meaning in things that created. He was looking. It is when a soul is like this that they will start recovering his sights. It is when a soul is like this. This is a journey that it takes for you to access Christ's life. If you have not journeyed, you can't access the corridor of Christ's life. You must be in this state for before they will open the doorway into Christ's life for you. They will open it. If you don't have love in the spirit, if you don't have love for the spirit, they won't open Christ's door for you. Your eyes, understanding will not be open. You can have open ear, but you don't have learning ear. You can have open eyes, and you don't have enlightened eye. These are two different things. Your ear can be open, but you are not learning ear. And you can have open eye of your understanding, but you are not enlightened. Enlightened means you are not illuminary. You are not enlightened. You are not bright with your in your heart. So they open your eyes. When you open your eyes, so you to see the kingdom. I said, not be born again. You cannot see the kingdom. If you want to see the kingdom, you must do faith in the Lord Christ by doing the wisdom of it and do love all the saints. If you exercise your soul like that, if you exercise your soul in the training of patience, in all those things they do in the household, you exercise those things involved with that. Something happens after your soul will start having love in the spirit. It's a default way. You cannot give a child multivite and refuse for him to be hungry. He's eating small food. By the time you give him multivite, he will be eating small. Likewise, there's not a soul that do faith in Jesus Christ, the wisdom of the faith, and love of the Holy Spirit that will not have love in the spirit. And after Mass, he said, and Epaphras declare to us your love in the spirit. When we heard it, we cease not to pray and to desire. Because of that news, the sudden prayer burning came on the Apostle Paul. And a desire well up on his inside. That at this state, what you are looking for, you are looking for the document of his will. That Lord will grant unto you to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding that you might walk. Oh yeah, carry your leg and enter the kingdom. Carry your leg, oh yeah. Begin to see. Now, because you can see. Now, carry your leg. Receive the download of the knowledge of his will and begin to carry your leg and begin to do corresponding action that will take you into the kingdom. You are going to translate from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. There should be a translation. A change of location. You are in the power of darkness. You need to translate from power of darkness and translate to the kingdom. So, because until you see the kingdom, you cannot go to the second phase of being born of the water and the spirit for you to enter the kingdom. So what you need to enter the kingdom is the knowledge of his will. So the knowledge of his will is what is called to be born of the water. To be born of the water is to be born of the knowledge of his will. You find that in the book of Gospel of John, chapter 1, from verse 12. As many as receiving gave him power to become, that's how they born you from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. As many as receiving gave him power from 12, to then gave the power to become sons of God, even to them that are born, that believe on his name. Who we are born, not of the blood, not of the will of the flesh, not the will of man, but of God. But you have to first of all be born of the water and be born of the spirit. Because a man that is not born of the water and the spirit cannot be born of God. To be born of God is in the zone of the things of God. You must also be born of the things that are new. Things that are new are water and spirits. They are property of Christ, the new creation. To be born of the water. So it is a man that is having love in the spirit that they open his eyes. How did they open your eyes? They open your eyes with knowledge. Knowledge is a tool to open your eye. It will grant unto you spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of others being enlightened or being open. Just like what they used to open Adam and Eve's eyes was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge will open your eye. You must stay under knowledge and allow knowledge with dealing and leading of the spirit. When they begin to bring knowledge to you, there will be follow-up or knowledge. Holy Ghost will follow up knowledge. Holy Ghost will track knowledge in your soul. Because if you have not mastered caution, consideration, all those three things, Holy Ghost start teaching from meek of the word. And that thing, I think, is of knowledge. They are activity of spirit as spirit of wisdom and revelation, because with spirit of wisdom and revelation is downloading knowledge to you. They are dealing and subjection that if follow knowledge. If you have knowledge, you must be praying. If you have knowledge, you must pray for Holy Ghost activity of the spirit to escort knowledge to your soul. Don't let them come and dump the sand of knowledge to your soul without escort. There must be escort to knowledge. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God than burnt offering. For we pray and desire to be filled with the knowledge of his will. Knowledge of his will. Don't just have knowledge of his will. Knowledge of his will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. What is wisdom? Wisdom is giving you skill. What's understanding? Giving you sense. That's another way. Wisdom is key. Understanding is sense. If they give you knowledge without follow-up of spirits, of wisdom and revelation, you don't have skill and knowledge. If you're not, that knowledge will make you to puff up. Instead of him to open you up, you'll be puff up instead of being open up. Just like if you're building house in Lekki, you send task force to follow Tipama. When you went to go and buy your white sand and you are bringing it to Lekki because the boys from Lekki will not allow your sand to get to your site. So they must give you the way Daniel prayed. That they say, a thing was show me in the night, but I understood it not. They had to send the enforcement of spirit, angel to him. So that God don't just end there. God send aid of spirit of wisdom and revelation, or wisdom and spiritual understanding to accomplish knowledge. So aid you so that knowledge will not puff you up. Knowledge will not just be standing. Because if you have knowledge, knowledge will just be in your mind, but it will not enter your heart. Open eyes is the heart. It's not the mind. Knowledge will only stay in your mind. It will not drift from your mind into your heart. And until you arrive at your heart, eyes is not yet open. And eyes is not open by because they don't know. They must give you aid. Help. Wisdom is skill. Where understanding is sense. You read that thing in the book of Esther. What produced knowledge for you is the letter of the scriptures. When you find man that expand letter of the scripture to you, you will gain knowledge. I need to close now. So you need an escort. So the way that if you go and buy sand, if you are building Lekki or you are building banana, all those bad boys will not allow your sand to enter. They will block the road because they say they call themselves. They say they are tasked from local government. But you yourself will have tax force, a military man, a man on camo flag that will sit in front of the camera, will sit, will sit in the front of the truck. And as long when they say, oh, go, but that man come out with gun. So Holy Ghost must send forth to facility for himself, cause spirit of wisdom and revelation, or cause the spirit of wisdom and spiritual understanding must come with knowledge. In the knowledge of him, the eye eyes be open. So that your son, the treasure of knowledge, can fully land. It does not stay in your mind. It can come down to the heart and begin to open the eyes of the heart. When you ask them, you will see the kingdom. You will suddenly start seeing the kingdom. When you see the kingdom, you will start seeing standards. You will see parameters. You start seeing measurements. You start seeing requirements that your soul must labor inside. It's a labor that every man that wants to enter the kingdom must do. You have not arrived at your eye calling, no. This is not eye calling. I'm just telling you the vertical foundation that you require for you to come and respond to high calling in Christ Jesus, the heavenly calling. This is a labor you must do. So when eyes begin to open, you can see the kingdom. When your eyes is open, you can see the kingdom. But you know, in seeing, it's also different. A man may be seen, but he can't see far. A man be seen, but he's barren. You can be seen, but you are barren. Because there are certain doors that don't open with you without fruit to show. Because those fruits are offerings. But we are not getting to those things yet. What we are talking is that you can see. That you have a sense. What's wrong with us most of the time? That a man can preach, you can have so much knowledge, but you lack sense. You are not spiritually sensible. A man can be knowledgeable, but he's not spiritually sensible. That's why when you see that he can do anything anyhow, attend to meeting is nothing to him. He does things and he does not feel consequences. Because when a man does not have sense of things, it's like you can buy an Italian shoe and give it to someone that does not know about shoe. The way he will use it, he will carry it and put it inside water. When it's falling, just dip it like that. Sometimes you have to think that he's hungry me to give some people things. Recently, I dashed out some things out. The first time when I called my brother, I said, take these two first. I may package it for somebody that God, I've been giving that person 5 years ago, he's still using it. One of them, I said, they suit my heart. So I took out the best of it. I said, this was the person they go to. I want to be seen that be happy. But there's some guys, but the way they will use it, you won't be happy. I will still keep giving. One person has sense, has skill of how to manage the thing being delivered to him, where other person does not have the skill. So they will give spirit of wisdom is skill. Understanding is sense. So in Nehemiah chapter 8. Here, let's read from verse 1. Esther made a platform when they came back. And all the people gathered to themselves together. Often when God wants to open your eyes, though you pray by yourself, he can tell us to pray. That's what I mean, enlightening. But God does not just come and just impart understanding to you. They bring you, they gather you together. You need to be under a man that can open you up. You can pray, you should keep praying. But when you pray, they will guide your feet to a man that will speak to you and open you. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man in the street that was before the water gate. What's the water word? He gathered before the water gate. Because he was about to open up the word to them. Water gate. And they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding. You may hear, but not with understanding. Hearing, but they cannot hear. Made the eyes of that door. So men that can hear with understanding. He gathered the people. But he also gathered men that can hear with understanding. What men that can hear with understanding? The priest's house. Ezra brought the law before the congregation. So there's the congregation of both of men and women. So there are, say congregation. The congregation. Or men and women and all that could hear with understanding. So they distinguish this category of people from the congregation of men and women. So in the church, we can have congregation of men and women. That's why when you are preaching as a pastor, you don't just preach only for men. We also know that there are people in church that they don't have ear to hear, to understand. This is what Isaiah saw in Isaiah chapter 6. This is what Joker said when the parable saw her. Having ear, but they cannot hear. Eyes, they cannot see. Because they have not yet attained something. All that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month, and he led daily before the streets that were before the water gate from morning unto midday. So there are two sections of expanding morning, but from morning, that if they start from morning until midday, that's the 12 o'clock, before men and women, and those that could understand, repeat again, so they classify them two categories of it. Those who can understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood up upon a pulpit of wood, which they are made for the purpose. And beside him stood what? Shema. And what? Ania. And what? Uja. And what? Ike. And what? So all these people that they mention are people that have ear of understanding.
and on his right hand. Eh? We again? Can you see? Sometimes we are in church. We have people on the left, right hand. We have people on the left hand. Mekmedek, Mishaiah, Micaiah, Asham, Zachariah, Meshach. And Esther was opened the book in the sight of all the people, for it was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up, and Esther blessed the Lord and the great God. Things are not done anyhow. Esther blessed the Lord. To bless the Lord means they respond is what she blessed the Lord and the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. We lifting up of their hands. So when they blessed the Lord, it was a worship. They did worship first. So, and not only men, Esther and all the people, we are doing it together. Not that worship is going on, a pastor is sitting down. It's good. A pastor must be part of the worship, because you need the Spirit to be on you too. Every lot of people must partake. You need to open up a vista in the Spirit. Lifting up their hands, and they bow their head and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. Verse 7. Also, Joshua, Bani, Sheribiah, Jami, Akub, Odija, Kilat, Azara, Josabah, Anna, Pelea, and the Levite caused the people to understand the law, eh? And the people stood in their place. So they read in the law of God distinctively and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. They gave the sense. What's the sense? They impart wisdom. You can read. If you have knowledge, without accomplishment of wisdom and revelation, you have sense. You make sense out of it. People can come to church and say, what did the pastor teach today? Ah, the pastor said, they are only repeating what you say. There's no sense yet. There's no yet breakthrough. They only repeat. And pastor said, there is a to ascend to heaven. They are just repeating what you say. Repeating what I say, you have not had breakthrough. If you hear what I say and you only quote it and say, you do not have the sense. You should have, you have knowledge, but through the wisdom and revelation have not accomplished that thing to give you a sense. To give sense is to give understanding. You call it understanding. He said, read the book of the Lord, and give the sense, and cause them to understand. So sense is understanding, where wisdom is key. So what I'm saying is that we cannot ascend up to heaven until we have fulfilled ability for you to see, born of the water, born of the Spirit. It's a man that is born of the Spirit that can begin to ascend to heaven. So what I've taught so far, I've taught the process of making you to see the kingdom. Yes, then, after that, we're going to teach being born of the water and being born of the Spirit. Then, you are now qualified to become a wing that bloweth a listed. That means you are responding to your heavenly calling for you to begin to fulfill your heavenly profession, so that you can meet up the mark of the price of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Has this been clear this morning? Can we begin to respond to the Lord? I want to ask that He will bless our soul, that He will bless with the plenty of spirit of wisdom and spiritual understanding in the knowledge. Many of us, we have plenty of knowledge that the thing for Him to discern into our heart, because you need to undergo being enlightened. Continue being enlightened, that you may know and know and give knowing the hope of His calling. You may know the significance of His power towards us who believe in Christ Jesus, which He wrought when He raised Him and begin to ascend upward unto the Father, unto God. Father Lord, we just thank You. We honor You, our Father. Thank You for light that You have shone. Thank You for how You have dosed us. We have not only received word, we have dosed up with spirits. Plenty of spirit. I ask that Spirit will accompany this teaching. Amen. A mighty wave of the Holy Ghost upon you. Amen. You will be perpetually be under the oversight and monitoring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The activity of the service will increase upon you. Amen. They will violate upon your soul. Amen. They will incubate your soul. You will not just stay with letters of the world that kill it. You will also move into the Spirit that give you life. Give you light. Give you understanding in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. God's people, once in when knowledge is coming to you, as spirit of wisdom and revelation follow accompanying when they escort it, you have encountered. You will not just have knowledge. Knowledge will be encountered in you. Amen. Encounter is light. I pray that as you go to the convention, you have encounters. Yeah. Every knowledge, we have a follow-up with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. We have a follow-up with the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Amen.
I say you come into encounters. Diverse encounters. Prophetic encounter. Supernatural encounter. Spiritual encounters. In the name of Jesus. Visitation of spirits. Impartation of spirits. In the name of Jesus. You will not just hold on to mere letters. You will just hold on to mere scriptures. But there will be a shift. A new horizon over your soul. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Honor the Son of God. Glory to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.